Exodus chapter 11. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, I will bring yet one plague more upon Pharaoh, and upon Egypt, afterwards he will let you go from here. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out from here altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver, and jewels of gold. And the Lord Jehovah gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Furthermore, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. About midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant who is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has never been like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel not even a dog shall move his tongue, against man or beast. That you may know that the Lord Jehovah does make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these your servants shall come down to me, and bow down themselves to me, saying, Get yourself out, and all the people who follow you. And after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Pharaoh shall not listen to you. That my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And the Lord Jehovah hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land.